Blog Talk Radio.
Madman, my status is malice next to a trash can. Girl super thick, so I told her to hop her ass in. Two nuts and it's over, I had to smash fam. Now literally I'm gone, so I picked it up from the hind end. My homies tell me I'm better than any rapper ever. Like Jimmy John's, I deliver you beats without the cheddar. They call me Shine like Dime because the seventh letter. Leave a nigga holy like a block of mozzarella. Excuse me, Swiss cheese, you niggas is Swiss beef. Mary and Elise is the only way you can touch key. I'm like a brain freeze, you niggas is warm breeze. B-Rad status with pins is out in the palm tree. Me, 87 Chevy with gold D's, 19 white walls, rolling a Martin Luther King. I'm a producer's dream, you niggas produce a dream. R. Kelly known for pissing on I-16. With this 32, I'm hot as a bunny suit. The beat change as well as the rapper standing in front of you. Some people say my crew is like Easy with Ren and Cuba. Modern day in WA with a different attitude. Into the actors before me, I do so radical. Cause I ain't have to show you a blood in a day to map a dude. Who's the best, homie, ask a few. If you want control, 122 pounds, get us right in front of you. Want me to show and prove, will roll me a blunt or two. And I can take your mind on a trip like we both in Papa's room. When I bless the booth, I'm high as a passing suit. And known to get it all on the track like an Asian prostitute. Kick and aim like I'm about to shoot. Then release the clip when you flinch and pistol whip the pussy up out of you. All too Rogati, you Jesse, the fucking body you.
If it's anywhere close.
Yeah, we eating, nigga. These niggas out here talking about we ain't motherfucking eating, nigga. We is getting it, nigga. Ain't no end of the day, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking quota, nigga. We bust the rest of our shit down, re-up, nigga. Man, serving some of that dope, man.
In the jungle where the lions and gorillas roam the scene. No go, nigga. Cracking they grill. 26 is on the Chevy box. Nigga, bro, I've been hot. This nigga just struck a match. And the truth to that remark is I'm the one who gave him that. So I'm about to bring it back to the middle of the map. Right around where Bumpy Twisted psycho drama kick it at me. I'm quarter brick, so there's no mistaking who the fuck I is. Fuck, I did everything under the sun so I can shine in the nighttime. Shit, nighttime did everything under the moon. I kept trapped out of grandpa's lap. Shoes like West had a young nigga back in the bowleg. Bitch, had a young nigga back.
They don't like that,
Joe. Niggas know I serve on a block in the booth, and I've been serious like Tip. It's a trip. How the ones who can't fit wanna try and pimp you? Really ain't shit. I done pimped on a bitch, took dope from a trick at a nice size.
Young nigga 19,
and I had three whips. Was a prince back then, not a king of this bitch.
Nigga, take big dick.
The boy stay fly, and my green stay fine, nigga, roll while I got
life. I done done by Joe so many times, cause the average nigga couldn't get a plug like mine.
I can't pull that off, cause I talk that shit, man, I don't just rap.
My nigga,
my nigga don't trip, get gone at the mall, get lost in the south.
Got gas, that'll do a nigga in for
him. No seems like him, then I put him underground for the king of the town.
Got a pocket full of dubs for the light green count, and a 38 snub on my waist right now.
How much peace?
Peepers when a nigga can't see, gotta roll 10 deep. Gotta have a nigga cool with the crew, call me, cause they never too so where Z might be.
I just might be on the block with my nigga Deuce Pop. On my guy J5 in the drop, big grits at the top. On my nigga Quali, don't take a shot. The patron that a nigga just stop. On my clock on the block.
He can't say that.
Only I can say this. Posted on 8th Ave in Manhattan with pins on my nigga Young West out west. Eating shrimp, getting head from a chicken and set with the grill. That's the true story.
That's
right,
what
there,
the
baby.
Fuck I'm talking about, nigga. That's that real motherfucking dope, nigga. That motherfucking Key West block life shit, nigga. Real live gangsters, nigga. Who said we ain't getting it? We getting it. These niggas don't know what beef is, family. They really don't know, nigga. Beef is that shit, nigga, where you can't even get up in the morning, take your kids to school, nigga. You gotta look over your shoulders, nigga, when you taking a piss in the back alley, nigga. When you can't roll your wood in the passenger seat, nigga, without your homie telling you to look out, homie, duck, nigga. That's that beef.
I'd like to thank you all for coming to enjoy the District 187 mixtape. It's your boy Sean Lennon. Mr. Kuman on the track. With a new cut, stressing off my shoulders as I stand up. In my city, air nigga with me stand up, and it's a thin line between hands up and hands up. Oh. So I approach the stage like a robbery, making sure I got my mask on properly. Is everybody with me strapped? Yeah, probably. But we just came to breathe a little life into your party scene. Yeah, this city wind is a part of me. Just like rapping ain't just rapping, it's an art to me. That's why when I sit down and write, I got a spark of wood. Elevate it in the class and tell y'all fucking good. Like the homie Pimp C Butler. If your chick was a 10, I probably did clutter. But I was only trying to get it right. Yeah, now I'm invested in these city lights.
Invest in me, so that way I give you all the best of me. You never have a worry when you're next to me.
Prada pool game murder. If she pull a mink, I win the weather change. Thigh high boots, red everything. Yeah, I call it fresh a triple homicide. And when I first come together, we call it genocide. Cause she be killing hers, and I be killing his. Malibu condo, double sink kids. Look like we walked up out of magazine. Gucci tags on damn near everything. White whip, chromed out everything. Hit the club, told the bartender, yeah, very thin. Come on, roll stick of the best fire. Yeah, top down in the summer breeze. Yeah, her hair blowing in the summer breeze. She a up and coming model chick, and I'm the up and coming king of the rap scene. Altitude, got the limit.
Got the limit.
To me, that's what investing in a bird means.
Invest in me, so that way I'll give you all the best of me. You never have a worry when you're next to me. Me
and only me. Once again, I'd like to thank you all for coming out to the Sean Lennon Experience. District 187.
Shout out to my homie Kane, Andy Fly. Classic mixtape shit right here. It's the kid Sean Mack, man. We getting busy. Shatown. Let's go.
Nigga don't like me, let it be known. Stop sneak dissing, let it be on. Let it be beat, nigga, let it be drama. Better bring heat, nigga, I don't need mama. Better get your weapons up before you try to step to us. I'll be on my porch to meet ya. My basement like North Korea. Better pour a little bit more tequila. Make sure that your heart right. Mine is purple, that's a promise. Novocaine, William Wallace. Listen, bro, you still a novice. Rapping is the straight. You spit a bunch of punch lines. I punch you in your face, bro. My lyrical prowess is imperial, smooth as butter, baby. Crown me, gold box, round three. No mock, niggas throw the towel in. When I get the wild in, I'm up a couple thousand. I bet it all on black, black, all black, everything black. Rims, black, Jag, black, Sims, black, Mag 44 caliber, black flag wrapped around a handle, nigga. Black mask, I've been getting black balls. Y'all can kiss my black ass.
Come on.
cash flow. Lyrically dominate you assholes. Motherfucking toy soldiers. Homie, you a half, and your man's as a never was. Pilot in these weather cuz. Better check my altitude. Higher than a Zeppelin. Goodyear radio. Travel any radius. Cause a nigga paid in full. Stamps in my passport. Niggas need a crash course.
Show you how to do this.
Check the digits on my dashboard. Fast forward, I don't do the rewind. Got so much green, they call me Keyline. You playing on the beeline. Pain is the drum major. Front pager. Sun major. That's why I'm laying with your feline. Love to stroke the kitty cat. Always wear a fitty cap. I ain't catching nothing out here in this new era, nigga. Terror is upon you. Listen, you a pawn, dude. But I'm wiping all the fucking pieces off the board, bitch. I'm conducting business. Blackberry molasses. My chick is the business. Domier the book bag. Graphite. Eating black caviar on a first class flight. You out south, out west. I'm south by southwest. Black linen in my room at the Four Seasons. More reason for me to keep it all official. Black women in my room at the Four Seasons.
Quarter the great in the building. Fresh Air to People's Players in the building.
Definitely.
The boy Kickstand is in the building.
Yeah.
Hey, look, check 1-2. Can y'all hear me? Can you hear me good? Check 1-2, 1-2. Hey, so check it out, man. This is the Legal Dope Experience, and this is Legal Dope Radio.
And your boy Fresh Air to People's Players in the building.
Definitely in the building this evening. Hey, Kick, man, what's good, man?
Hey, it's all good, man. I'm in the building.
That's what it is, man. That's how it's supposed to be. Hey, the boy SP on his way in right now. He's working on a project for us. You know what I mean? He's doing some outside shit. So, you know, the boy S to the P gonna be in the building soon.
He's out on assignment.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Shout out to the People's Player.
Hey,
so as you all seen, the boys Baylor took a nice little L. How you feel about that, Fresh?
I mean, I don't know. You know, that's the perfect segue for this because if you don't know, if you couldn't tap all the groundwork and the promotion we had out there laid out for y'all, we got a big show for you today. We got two D1 ball players representing the Big 12 Conference coming from Baylor University today. Perry Jones III, and also Quincy Miller, who was a Lake County product, North Chicago, Illinois, to be all the way exact.
Shout out to the boy Q Miller.
For the boy Q Miller, they're going to stop by the show later on, and we're going to get it big. You feel me?
Hey, man, look, all I'm saying is, you know, the boys, they perform, you know. Shout out to my boy Deuce. He got in the game.
Deuce put up a cover. Deuce got about 4 or 5 points, too, if I'm mistaken. But the wild part to the shit is they just have a hard time with Kansas.
Yeah.
They have a hard time with Kansas, you know what I mean? I can't understand what's going on with that, you know what I mean? So before I say how I feel about it, I want to wait till we got family on the line, you know, and pick their brain, you know what I mean, see what the issue is, you know what I mean, because I know they're a close-knit group. I know that much, you know what I mean? So we're going to holler at the boy Q Mill. We're going to holler at PJ3, who's projected, by the way, to be a top 5, maybe even top 3 pick in this year's up-and-coming NBA draft. So that's huge right there.
And it's so.
You know what I mean? So Either way, we'll have it. Either way, we'll have it. You know what I mean? We're going to get it in later on. Let them do that locker room thing, because what y'all don't know is how big this interview is we got coming up, because they fresh off, I mean fresh off of this game like minutes ago. Like right before the show, right before the show went off, or right before the show came on, they was playing a game.
Right.
So it's huge that they're going to be doing, if they're going to come in with this, you know, with the little legal dope boys, you feel what I mean, and do a show. So that's big for the show, and that's big for them, you know what I mean? So it's going to be big jungle karma, you feel what I mean? SP is in the building, back from assignment. What's happening next to the P?
Oh, man, you know I'm over here chilling, man, floating the clouds right now, and you already know.
Yeah, I know how you rotate. I definitely know how you rotate. And so we're kicking it off early. You see, we had an issue with, let me take that back to last year. You see, we had a couple technical difficulties early in the year, you know what I mean? But we ironed our wrinkles out, and we're going to take care of business, you know. We're going to take a couple calls. The lines is going crazy right now.
But we didn't really have technical difficulties, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really you know, you guys still got the music. We were just working on something on our end. You know what I mean? We didn't want to come in. You know, we had SP on assignment. We was trying to decide whether or not we wanted to just kick it off before he got back. You know what I mean? So we had music. I played some Quarter T, of course. I played some Nova Kane.
That's in me.
You know what I'm saying? I played the boy Kane. You know what I mean? So, you know, we put a couple records on early. You know, I might play that Kane again. He got it in. But I'm definitely looking at my homeboy, S to the P over here, man. He got on the coolest glasses ever.
You know, I'm up here chilling right now.
You can see it through his Ray-Bans,
right,
you know.
Right.
He's looking through his Ray-Bans right now, you know what I mean? Hey, well, check it out, though. We got good music. We got a lot of shit to talk about today, you know. Just because it was out there, I'm going to touch on it. But, you know, last week we had a test run, you know, because we do doing the thing. We had a test run last week, make sure all our wrinkles was ironed out. And I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Don Cornelius' death. So we're going to touch on that a little touch again, you know what I mean? And we just got a lot of shit to talk about, so we're going to get to that a little later on. And we're definitely going to take some phone calls. So I figure what you think. Another song real quick just to get it moving again?
Yeah.
Let's do a song, man. We'll do a song and we'll jump it off that way. Come back to our callers, take a call or two, you know, and go real big that way. Make the shit all the way right.
Yeah.
What you got for me over there, Quarter to Great?
I don't know, man. I'm in my crates. I'm digging in the crates.
Do it now.
I'm digging in the crates as we speak right now. I'm looking for something.
That's right.
And I see the caller with the caller, 202 caller. I see you've been on hold for eight minutes or so. I'm going to get to you, though. Hang up. Also, the 970 caller, definitely going to get to you. That number looks familiar, and I know who it is, and I appreciate that support. That's long-time love right there, so you definitely hold on to it. We're going to take this call, too. We're going to chop it back off. So just sit tight. We're going to get y'all addicted, as we say over here with the Legal Dope Boys, and we're going to get it popping.
Yeah, we searching. Hey, so check it out. This is what I'm going to do. Shout out to the boy Block Life. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole movement. Hey, the boy S2 got a new album just came out.
Loyalty Volume 2.
Loyalty Volume 2 right now.
And the liquor stores.
Barbershops, it's all over. So, you know, get addicted on that. You know what? I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do. Shout out to the boy S2. Let's do Mayweather.
Get
a dick. I said I keep me a bad gun, drop it on the floor, go that made, go. Got the money, zone, go, 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 go. Apple bottom jeans, jeans, we the other team. And she about business, with the niggas getting. Keep me a bad bitch, drop it on the floor, for that made, where the money, shit gone, go, go, go. Apple bottom jeans, go, we the other team, go. And she about business, with the niggas getting it. Cute face, hand thick thighs. And she killing the mother hoes, homicide. Killin'. I need a ghost ride. What's your side? The nigga selling dreams. Dream. And we on the scene. Scene. Beyonce, oh. Ashante, oh. Don't do you. Sneak preview. We the rubber band gang, yeah, we untamed. Even with the click, that's the first name, last name. We pop bottles like it ain't shit. Hard. I'm the number one draft, yeah, I'm number one. And your girl ain't leaving. What I'm spitting in her ear, yeah, it's all for a reason.
She say she need a street nigga. You a clown in the hood, and I'm only getting bigger, bigger. I keep them haters on standby. I keep a bad bitch on my team. I'm the franchise.
Eat me a bad gun, drop it on the float. Got that made with the money, shake gone, where the gun go. Apple bottom jeans, you lead up the team. And she about business with the niggas getting. Eat me a bad bitch, drop it on the float. For that made with the money, shit gone, where the gun go. Apple bottom jeans, you lead up the team. And she about business with the niggas getting.
Keep me a bad something, flicking down the ass something. Can't get ass white niggas be hating, they can't grab nothing. MVP bowling, bad bitch bowling. If it ain't at least a couple bands, please stop calling.
Oh, your mind is set, nigga, here we go. One more round, rose mode, backwards with that twist to blow. Four knots out, it's time to roll. That Mayweather money, got me spoiling my little red hole. Louis V bags and red bottoms all day, yo.
Listen to the nigga B.I.G. If you love a killer, don't bring your girl around me. She know your favorite artist. This one here is a K.O. Lick down when I say so.
Keep me a bad gun, drop it on the float. Got that made with the money, shit gone, where the gun go. Apple bottom jeans, you lead up the team. And she about business with the niggas getting. Keep me a bad bitch, drop it on the float. For that made with the money, shit gone, where the gun go. Apple bottom jeans, you lead up the team. And she about business with the niggas getting it. A little paper ain't nothing to her. The college niggas and the dope boys wanna do her. She hit them all and stands out. Miss Independent, you know what I'm talking about. Free trip, new whip. All cause I'm addicted to them two lips. She say she call me daddy cause I hold it down. Cause I take her shopping when I come around. Hey, count it up, every dollar well spent. She my Jada Pickett, I'm a Will Smith. I said, baby, what's your side? Cause later on, I'm in between them thighs.
Eat me a bad gun, drop it on the float. Got that made with the money, shit gone, where the gun go. Apple bottom jeans, you lead up the team. And she about business with the niggas getting. Keep me a bad bitch, drop it on the float. For that made with the money, shit gone, where the gun go. Apple bottom jeans, go, lead up the team. Go. And she about business with the niggas getting it.
Hey, so
oh, let me cut you off, man.
You're live with the Legal Dope Boy. This Fresh Air, the People's Player, according to Great.
May, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air, the People's Player. Hey, shout out to the boy, Kid.
You know how we get it in, man. Welcome to all my new listeners. You know what I mean? We get
it. Welcome to all the old listeners. What's happening?
What it do, what it do. We definitely got a veteran listener on the line right now.
What's
on the rap man, shout out to the veteran listeners. Shout out to J-Fi, the fly guy. What it do, my man?
Hey, J-Fi, you still ain't got noise. You got to come with a noise.
Man, though. I almost shot that shit everywhere. That was crazy.
That's funny.
Shout out to J-Fi.
Hey, so I'm thinking like, I don't know, man. Look, we got a lot of shit to talk about this evening. How about this?
What bothers you, nigga?
The segments. All right, last week we talked about different segments. Kick, you wasn't here. Kick couldn't make it. We talked about different.
Thank you, Walktown Popo.
Hey, let me just start. All right, so look.
We definitely got to talk about the police.
Yeah, we definitely going to talk about the police. We definitely going to talk about, you know, the shit that went down. You know, R.I.P. Dag, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. Dagwood, you know what I'm saying? We're going to definitely talk about that. Definitely got to give a shout-out, you know, to Lade and his family. You understand what I'm saying? Shout-out to his mom, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out to everybody on that side, you know. So we definitely got to, we definitely going to touch on that. Shout-out to Keisha Tuco. She had a baby.
Good question. Keisha Tuco had a baby.
Shout out to Keisha Tuco. She had a baby. what's the name? What's the name, Blood? What's it?
Samaj.
Samaj, and it's
James
backwards.
Backwards,
right?
Samaj is James backwards. That's
how. That's dope. I wasn't able to reach her to ask if the father's name was James or
her father.
Or her father, right? So we don't got that much on it. But shout out to her hip hop. She is definitely hip hop royalty.
You definitely have to assume it was something.
Yeah, something. Yeah, she's definitely hip hop royalty. So we definitely have to speak on her. Nainizi got out of jail. We all know that. She called in during. Well, y'all might not know it. Some of y'all might not have came for the test run. Nainizi just got out. We always got to give a shout out to Nainizi because she's good people and we fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? She fucks with Legal Dope Radio.
The long way.
You know what I'm saying? So
definitely a Legal Dope Radio alum.
Exactly. So we got to give a shout out to Nainizi. We've been gone for a while, right? So so you figure she and Sean Marion, that was big for the hood.
Sean Marion brought an NBA championship ring
to North Chicago.
To North Chicago.
Back to the hood.
To the town.
Shout out to North Chicago. Go to the town.
You know, shout out to Dave's Barbershop, too. You know what I mean? Spread the whole South Side, you know what I'm saying? Lil Man the Barber.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what it do? You know what I'm saying? And my barber, Black Lord, you know what I mean? But his cousin, Wayne, shout out to Wayne, one, his cousin worked at Dave's, too.
Okay.
And the urban legend is, or rumor has it, that he's going to try to get Sean to bring the ring to the hood, like literally to the hood, not just on his finger, you know what I mean?
Right.
Come show it off or whatever, you know, not a big event. And of course, me saying on Legal Dope Radio might have the crowd bigger than normal, but,
right.
You know, you say the rumor is he might bring that boy to the Dave's Barbershop, so that's huge.
That's beautiful.
You know what I mean? That's huge, you know what I mean? Because in this day and era, you know, where they just ain't giving out NBA rings to everybody because whatever, my great uncle told me that, you know, somebody such and such had a ring for, you know, from North Chicago while King played for the Blazers back in the day in the, what's the red haired dude's name, man? You know, the homie, Bill Walton. Bill Walton days, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how true that is, but either way it go. Sean Marion is from North Chicago. His grandmother still live in the hood, you know what I'm saying? So that's huge, like I said.
And he's from here.
Yeah.
He's like Michael Turner.
That's huge.
He was born and bred here. He's from here. So, you know, we claim him, kind of like the Olympics, kind of like the race Olympics. Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Hey, so I'm going to get to something so I can discuss some shit with the Legal Dope Boys, man. I'm going to give y'all something to listen to, though.
202 caller, we coming to you, baby. Don't hang up. We coming to you. I see you holding on. See you holding on, fam. We coming.
You know what? Let's get to him. Let's get to that. Let's get to that caller. Let's see what we got.
Broke our number then.
You want him in? Put him in.
If I can't do it.
Let's see.
Trying to pull you on 202.
202, we're pulling you on as you can.
202, can you hear us?
202, can you hear us?
Not yet.
202, we ain't got 202, we can't get him? All right, well, we can't get 202.
Don't go nowhere, though.
Don't go nowhere, 202, we got you, though. Kick, how you doing, man?
I'm real good, man. Back in the town, you know, hanging out with my little dog boy.
You heard that, Black Lord? The town. I say that, man, because, you know, not to get sidetracked, man, but, you know, just talking to Barbershop, because we're from Waukegan. We love to Waukegan, you know what I mean? And, you know, we from the town. And I try to tell him, he always say, well, what's the town? And everybody coming to Barbershop, we ask, what's the town? And, you know, it's like mixed reviews, you know what I mean? Some people from the Z even come in there and say, oh, man, Zion is the town, you know what I mean? But I guess it's your own discrepancy, you know what I mean? Because
Right. Everybody
that I know, if all I've known, we was always the town. Because, you know, North Chicago is central, Lake County, really. You feel what I mean? That's how it's always pretty much been. So we always say, we the town. But, you know, the Waukegan homies come in and say, well, we call it Walktown. I know what y'all call it, but it's always Walktown. It's not the town. You know what I mean? So I understand where your logic is. Anyway, that's another conversation another day. That's a show in itself. And I can't wait to have that show, you know what I mean? But we got to see what the town is because that's crazy, man.
With everybody out there, the town is the first no-go.
But the homie's back in the town, so we're talking about the no-go.
Yeah.
Green light. The city, you feel what I mean? Right. North Chicago, 6064. One man. By myself.
You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
So, 202 wouldn't say shit. Shout out to 202.
202 actually still on hold, though. Like I say, I don't, you know, I don't know what the deal was with that. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was on his end or our end, but we don't iron that wrinkle out, though. That's a definite, you know what I mean? Oh, your boy. The king of this shit, for real.
The boy, the king?
Hov.
Oh, yeah.
How big was it that Hov did a show at Carnegie Hall?
A hip-hop show.
Correction. I had sex with Katie, too. Hey, correction. Correction. A hip-hop show, which was only the second time, you know what I mean? Not to put a stipulation on it, your homeboy.
Right.
Because he's more, you know, I hate to give him this label because he comes from the Fugees and hip-hop, you know what I mean? But he turned himself into a global icon, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that's
but I mean, he had, like, Stevie Wonder and he had, like, Eric Clapton and, like, you know, motherfuckers like Whitney Houston with him.
30-piece orchestra.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, like, you know, Jay did that shit. He from, you know, we know where he come from.
Cough up a long one on prom.
You know what I'm saying? That's huge. Think about his, swag, everything, his gear, you know what I'm saying? His touchdown.
Tuxedo at the Carnegie.
At the
doing
Carnegie.
Doing rap music.
Put orchestra behind him. Shout out to Ray Charles. That's how it felt for me. Do you remember the first time you seen Ray Charles and he performed, was it Georgia?
Yeah.
In front of the, with the orchestra, with the symphony?
Yeah.
That's how it felt to me. You know what I'm saying? That's what it gave me. It gave me a crazy-ass, you know, eerie, like, Ray Charles, like, classic shit. Like, shit that should have went on in the 70s. Like, groundbreaking shit. You understand what I'm saying? Shout out to the boy Nas. How real is that? And Nas came on the Tux, too.
Y'all remember Ether.
How real is that, though? And we're going to talk about that, too. Because I've been reevaluating that situation, and
did I call you that day?
Nas did not kill Jay in that battle.
Oh no!
Fuck no!
He came.
I was listening to some shit the other day, and a motherfucker made a very valid point about a lot of different shit. And I'm not gonna say their name because they're a radio person. I've been peeping their shit, but about a lot of different shit, there was some real shit. Now, okay, Jay-Z, like, Ether was a whole bunch of shit talking. That's it. You understand what I'm saying? You camel lips, you know.
Whiskers like a rat.
Whiskers like a rat. Shit like that. You understand what I'm saying? But then you listen to The Takeover, and, like, Nas took one whole song. Three verses, hook, and everything. However many verses it was, hook, and everything, did a song. That's why I didn't do a full song. I don't believe in doing full songs on niggas. I'll do a run-on verse, but I won't do a full song on a nigga. So Jay took one verse and it spit facts. 10 albums in 10 years. I know who I paid, God. Searchlight Publishing, right? You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song. That is fucking valid shit.
Remember that and pick up where you left off at. But I'm going to elaborate on that bar for y'all, that half a bar with you, because a lot of people don't know. When your boy said, I know who I pay, God, he was talking about himself. He was talking about as far as who pays him his checks, where he gets his money from.
Hey, but
he was saying Nas has Searchlight Publishing,
right,
which is
right.
MC Search, the white boy,
right,
from...
Right. You got the gas face. Go ahead.
Gas face, bro.
Right,
you know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
That's who owned Nas Publishing.
Exactly. From back then.
From way back then.
Right.
I ain't know that.
You see what I'm saying?
But it was slick, though. And you ain't get a coin then.
You were getting fucked then.
You know what I'm saying? And you ain't get a coin. He coined the phrase, right? That's some slick shit, right? Fuck that.
See, dude,
he murdered Nas.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, hold on.
Nas was aggressive. That's the only thing. Nas came off very aggressive.
And then his beat was banging. Now shout out to my man Hal. Since, you know, speaking of the boy Kane, shout out to my man Hal. H pointed that out to me. You know what I mean? One day in the barbershop, we was talking about it, and somebody must have got in Hov ear and said the same shit, kinda.
Right.
So Hov came back with the blueprint too, even more facts.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't get where people comes with the, you know, the whole
Nas murdered Jay, you know what I'm saying? And H said some shit like, Jay should have came out with that first. Had Jay came out with the Blueprint 2, which is actually the song, not just the name of the CD, if he came out with the Blueprint 2, it would have been a whole different outlook on the shit. People wouldn't have been saying that the boy just murdered dude. All Takeover was aggression.
A response. It was a response with and aggression. You understand what I'm saying? He should have been on the offense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He should have been on the offense instead of on the defense. It's a way to come back from a dip. I've been doing it forever. You understand what I'm saying? Facts. Period. Fucking facts.
Do your homework before. When we're going to have a beef segment, like you said, we talked about this last week. We will have a beef segment, you know, and it's going to be a platform to where, you know, if you're beefing with somebody and you got a track you want played or you want to air your beef out, you know, hip-hop beef. We ain't talking about, you know, a nigga, you know, diss your neighborhood or whatever in the club or whatever, you know. But if you got a hip-hop beef and you want to get to the bottom of it, you got something to say or talk about or whatever, this is the platform for that because we're going to have a segment called What's Beef, you know what I mean? Obviously, you know what I mean? So we're going to have a segment for that. And that was just a smooth segue because we were talking about Hov ripping up Carnegie Hall in a tux and bringing out Nas after he signed in a Def Jam all these years later. Hey, man, Hov, thinker.
You got to be, though.
Who won that battle?
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying?
In the long run, if he signed up to their record label, what it is.
Man, I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, man, look, so I've been thinking, hey, man, shout out to the boy Block Life. Get addicted.
No, that's your man, Ray B. He didn't win the battle, though, Jack.
They don't know. Don't shout. Just don't care about being a minister of South Central while they drink their juice. That's what it's all about, right? The fuck is he talking about?
Yep. It's your boy
Block Life.
It's your boy Block Life. Block Life in this motherfucker.
On me.
Hey, turn me up a little bit, Jeff, in the headphones. Let's do it.
OG, I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
OG,
what the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
OG,
you deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, yo.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
OG,
I got a cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on
me. Put it on something, nigga. On my mama, on my life. I'm in a zone, fuck, nigga. On my son, on my stripes. You can get it. I just roll up like Rico on his bike. Then I take off just like I booked a private flight. My juice is V8, my plug is 9B. I'm blessed from OG, my status is G3. My kush is A1, I'm hot like 8 suns. I pop a great gun, I'm blocked a great one. I'm not the fake kind, I smoke on that grapevine. Good work, I'm on time, good perk, get broke down. My whip on 18, grew up on 18. My plug was 18, he charged me 18. I'm something to deal with, no lying, that's real spit. I'm buying the whole zip, I'm flying the whole clip. I'm trying a quick flip, or buy me a quick lick. I see me a fresh pelly, I'm buying the whole fit. Oh, jeez, I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez,
what the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez,
you deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, yo.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
On cheap.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Who rocked on? Big folks, little folks. AK on Larry Hoover, on the boss, on granddaddy, on Pearly Mae. I'm trained to go, no stop sign. I bang the pole at one time. I fold the seal, no lunch sign. You loading steel, I'm Wi-Fi. I'm in the hood, no starting chain. I'm loose dog and I'm off the chain. I got the juice, I got the name. Get the pick, no getting framed. I'm with the clip, big money game. I split the licks, we eat the same. Don't break the sweat, it's in my veins. Place your bets, I take your chain. Two arrows up, I share the chick. Two wide as lunch, biracial mix. They count the dust, I say make it quick. Straight ounces up, I hate bagging up. Two sticks allowed when I'm waking up. Two more sticks when I get tapered up. One more stick when I get back from lunch. I blow back woods, I don't like the blunt. Got throwback bills, tiny faces. LOL, no smiley faces. On my life is story basis. I serve them hype, I let them taste it. I make out nice, not hesitant.
I take out hot show residents. I clean up nice and evident. I clean up twice, no evidence.
Oh, jeez. I'm screening you on the catwalk, nigga.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck is you talking about, nigga?
Oh, jeez.
You deserve a mouth shot, nigga.
On me, on me, on me, on me. I'm a beast.
I'm familiar with the concept, Joe.
I'm off the leash.
I can get it for a price so low.
Oh, jeez.
I got it cheap, so I know it's gon' go.
On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
My man Jay Weeds, you know what I'm saying, my cousin. Got a lot of people, you know,
hey,
right there.
Come on, man. You know, me and Ray Phoenix on the line right now. You know I had that up next, man. Straight up. Hey,
man.
Make sure you just keep us posted as far as that goes. You know what this is, the platform for that, brother, you know?
Man, there we go. I keep doing to them, man. T-shirt wizard, I'm out. My attitude understands wisdom, and your inspiration is my creation.
Shout out to the T-shirt, man.
Hey, your inspiration is my creation. I
Before you move on, I gotta say, speaking of 17th Street, as you said, the commercial shooting and whatnot was on 17th Street in the town. You know what I mean? Big shout out to, you know, my North Chicago Warhawk basketball team. You know what I mean? Who's appeared like they're setting up for a trip downstate right now. You know what I mean? Locked their division up already, you know, so shout out to the whole squad, man. I'm going to name a couple, but, you know, nobody get it, you know, offended by my remission, you know what I'm saying, man. Kurt Hall, T.Y., you know what I'm saying, my main man, Jay Amos, you know what I'm saying, Kiwi, all these North Chicago products, you know what I'm saying, the glue to the squad, you know what I mean, everybody know the leading scorer in North Chicago basketball history, Aaron Sampson, you know what I'm saying, so they're doing big things. If you get a chance, go down there to the high school on 17th Street is what the segue came from. Check them boys out, you know what I mean, because they get fuckers and it's entertaining basketball. They're home on Saturday, I believe, against Round Lake, you know what I mean, which, by the way, when Aaron went ham on Round Lake, in Round Lake, the boys scored something like 31 points in 12 minutes. It was on ESPN. Following the Miami Heat LeBron James highlight, pause, following a Miami Heat LeBron James highlight and on World Star on everything. Man, they're doing big shit, man. Shout out to the World Basketball team.
Shout out to our food. Hey, and also shout out to Q. We're going to highlight Q later on the scene.
Q Mill on the show later on. So him and PJ, like I said, top five, maybe top three picks in this year's NBA draft, man. So Legal Dope Boys is still doing big shit around here, if y'all didn't know.
Hey, and I'm feeling like Sean Letty right now, man. Get this.
So.
Majestic Trauma.
I'm a dog. Excuse me as I park this pretty bitch up on the curb. Yeah, my vision hella blurred, cause I can't see through the hate. I get much more than I deserve. That's why I keep the brain slow. Smoke rising out the cool Gucci frame zone. Yeah, and in my hood I'm King Kong, because I wreck any track that I climb on. Yeah, just that motion picture money flow. Sean Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip caller Amber Rose. This is how a winner life's supposed to go.
This is Urban Hype William video. Fat dude with the skinny flow. A bunch of models in a trap bro. Popping bottles of that trap bro.
Fat boy with the skinny flow. A bad bitch in the tiny club. Riding through the city slow. Everything bright like a high Williams video.
No directions needed, I got an old soul. Hip hop dripping out my ass. So fat dude with a skinny flow. They keep a hood rat that shortly resembles a centerfold. Over the game like a zombie. And that shit retractable. I'm in my Peyton Manning seat. Yeah, which means I'm kind of a control freak. And I need the ball to win. Kobe Bean, yeah. 18s for the offset. Back pair looking like they can't get in the club yet. Yeah, so I leave them at the front door. Top down like I'm in a motherfucking video. Yeah, like they never seen a seat spree. Wave game looking like 11 million beauty queens. Top models in red bottles. Yeah. Get that motion picture money flow. Sean Lennon for the leading role. Yeah, white whip call it Amber Rose. This is how a winner like the pros can go.
This is Urban Hype Williams video. Fat boy with the skinny flow. A bunch of models and a truck bro. Popping bottles of that truck bro day.
Fat boy with a skinny flow. A fat bitch in the side of club. Riding through the city slow. Everything quiet like a high
school
video.
Yeah. I'm just exotic as the chick I'm with. Interaction is as foreign as the car I whip. And the car I whip is whiter than my nickname. So when I hit the hood, the ballers call me Raw Kane.
fat nigga with a skinny flow. They keep attending skinny F-15s in y'all video. I need that for really though. I don't think y'all hear me though.
Trap. Out the O and with the U. Shout out to the boy Sean Lennon, man. Hey, it's your boy Carter the Great in the building.
No.
Yeah, I wanted to do that,
right? No.
Get back with the legal dope, boys. It's Carter the Great. Man, they make rap like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh out of people's player. Shout out to the boy King.
Hey, y'all should see SP glasses.
Shout out to the boy SP. Shout out to the boy SP, man. Yeah.
Hey, so check it out, too, man. Hey, big shout out to the homeboy Z. Hey, Z, this is what I want you to do, fam. I know you're in the chat and listening on .com. You know what I'm saying? LegalDopeRadio.com, by the way. It's active. I know you're on the chat right now. Hey, Z, this is what I want you to do, brother. I want you to call in. And just holler at me, man. Get some of this karma we got shaking, you know what I mean? I know you're doing big things. I know it's going to be, a big future marriage, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, us musically. You feel what I mean? I know you got a lot of shit you work on with your artists or whatever, and you got big music, you know what I mean? I want you to send some of that shit over here. You dig what I mean? And maybe we can get that shit on the air, get it popping. You know how we do it, man. So call in, brother. Give us some of that Z, you know what I mean? Let us know what you got shaking, you know what I mean?
Shit. Shout out to Lake County, man. Shout out to all the hip hop artists in Lake County. Shout out to Z. Where's he at, man? He on the line?
He ain't on the line yet.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's see what this is right here, then. Let's see.
What's up, Lake County?
627, you on the line.
Hello. What's up, people?
Is that name Easy from B-Weezy?
Yes, this is that Easy from the B-Weezy.
What up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
I know you all right? You don't sound energetic.
Yeah, I'm right. I don't even hear you calling the Great, man.
Huh?
I don't even hear you calling the Great.
Go ahead, that new quarter of the Great.
Yeah. With the truth.
With the who?
Truth.
On your truth.
Yeah,
we easy, nigga. These niggas out here talking about we ain't motherfucking eating, nigga. We getting it, nigga. Ain't no end of the day, nigga. Ain't no motherfucking quota, nigga. We bust the rest of our shit down, re-up, nigga. Man, serve him some of that dope,
come from the jungle where the lions and gorillas roam the scene. No go, nigga. Cracking they grill. 26 is on the Chevy box. Nigga, bro, I been hot. This nigga just struck a match. And the truth to that remark is I'm the one who gave him that. So I'm about to bring it back to the middle of the map. Right around where Bumpy Twist this psychodrama kick it at. Me, I'm quarter brick, so there's no mistaking who the fuck I is. Fuck, I did everything under the sun so I can shine in the nighttime shit. Nighttime did everything under the moon. I get trapped out of grandpa's lap. Truth like West had a young nigga back in the bow leg. Bitch, had a young nigga back. Man, they don't like that, yo. Niggas know I serve on a block in the booth. And I've been serious like Tip. It's a trip. How the ones who can't fit wanna try and pimp you really ain't shit. I done pimped on a bitch. Took dope from a trick at a nice size leg. Young nigga 19. And I had three whips. Was a prince back then. Not a king of this bitch. Nigga take big dick. The boy stay fly. And my green stay fine. Nigga roll while I got lies. Joe so many times. Cause the average nigga couldn't get a plug like mine. I can pull that off. Cause I talk that shit. Man, I don't just rap. My nigga high. My nigga don't trip. Get gone at the mall. Get lost in the south. Got gas that'll do a nigga in for him. No fees like Kemp. That'll put him underground for the king of the town. Got a pocket full of dough. For the light green count. And a 38 snub on my waist right now. I must be. People's when a nigga can't sleep, gotta roll 10 deep. Gotta have a nigga cool with the crew, call me. Cause they never too so where Z might be. Just might be on the block with my nigga dudes pop. On my guy J5 in the drop, big grits at the top. On my nigga quality, don't take a shot. The patron that a nigga just got from a club on the block.
He can't say that.
Only I can say this. Posted on 8th Ave in Manhattan with pins on my nigga Young West out west. Eating shrimp, getting there from a chick in a set with the crew. That's the true story.
That's
right
what
there,
the
baby.
Fuck I'm talking about, nigga. That's that real motherfucking dope, nigga. That motherfucking Key West. Block life shit, nigga. Real live gangsters, nigga. Who said we ain't getting it? We getting it.
Hey, you keep that fight. You know, you're coming.
hate housing their music.
I hate disturbing a person while they getting addicted.
Because liable to get fucked up.
You liable to get fucked up.
Hey, liable to get fucked up.
Hey, do you remember the motherfucker that was sleeping? This motherfucker went to sleep with legal duck on his jaw. You had legal duck on your jaw.
A couple things though, man, because I'm thinking when it came in and somebody fighting, you know what I'm saying, with the girl or something like that now.
We did. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, over the back in the custody. We had to determine that it was a part of the crime scene.
Right. Yeah, we had to bounce about that bitch. Hey, so that was true by quarter key.
Video available right now. Go check us out on the YouTube.
On the tube.
No, I'm talking about directed by Corner the Great.
Make videos like that. New Prince Perez Production.
Straight up. Shout out to Lupe,
man. Motherfucking Lupe. Hey, that's my little main man's right there.
Hey, man, they want another one, though.
They want another video?
Yeah. We talking about that?
Nigga,
hey. Oh,
maybe pop the trunk.
Hey, again, shout out to the barbershop, man. Ash pull up on me, so he getting his hair cut. Nigga, he watched all the quarter key videos. Oh, he tripping off the shit like, man, so it's time for another one. I need a cameo. Hey, the boys that day was hot with me, though.
Okay.
Nigga, all them shots ain't gangster. Not one day is barbershop shot.
I mean, I'm about the one guy that's been in the house for 50 years in the video.
Right.
Hey, I was going to do, where the fuck was Ray B at when he was getting his haircut?
Shout out to Ray B getting his haircut at Dave's barbershop.
Where the fuck was Ray B at when he was getting his haircut?
Yeah.
All right, now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
We might not have got the sign.
Damn it.
But if motherfuckers is in tune with the barbershop, then they know where the fuck Ray B was at.
Where you at, Bobwell?
He was in the motherfucking barbershop.
Bobwell in the building, man. You know, he getting addicted. Shout out to Ray B way out there in the feet. Way out there in the 702 getting addicted, you know what I'm saying? Holding the fort down, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, look. So y'all know I be in front of a computer a lot. So I be online a lot. Cause I just be looking at shit.
Come on, Wayne.
And I want to talk movies and then I want to talk politics. Can we do that?
We can roll into that.
All right, hold on. Y'all, hold that thought for me. What I was going to say earlier about the novel, I was actually going to shoot a video soon to The Perfect Investment. And the actual first scene in the fucking video is Dave's barbershop.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the first scene in the video.
I'd like to thank you all for coming to enjoy the District 187 main.
You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, if any of y'all heard the music, my first line was fresh about the chair with a new cut. Nothing off my shoulder. Alright. But I'm going to talk movies and then I'm going to talk politics. Can I do that?
Well,
y'all with it?
I'm
with it. We're going to talk Grammys. That's to the team. We're going to talk Grammys.
I'm ready for that.
Red Tails. Did anybody in the room see it?
Did not get a chance. I have seen it.
Okay. I've seen half of it.
I've seen it.
And, you know, of course, y'all know how I've seen half of it. I'm watching the other half later. But,
come back there.
Right,
man.
So, because I'm like, you know, I thought about it, then I said it. You know, because I think before I talk all the time. So, I knew what I was saying before I said it. So, I watched half of it.
In your living room, right?
Yes. Yes. What do you think? What do you think?
I thought that it was what I thought it'd be for when I went to go check it out. You know what
okay.
I mean? I thought it, you know, I figured it was going to be. I don't want to degrade the movie because it was a quote-unquote nice movie.
Right.
All right. But I don't think it touched on the importance of, you know, how that was the black first air squadron or whatever the terminology might
right.
be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they touched on how they escorted the bombers and didn't lose one.
You know what I mean? But they try to turn it into a love story. You know what I mean?
Like they always do shit.
You know what I mean? And I thought it was a good opportunity for the young black actors. You know, which it was a bunch of. You know what I'm saying? But like you know, a lot of like you study movies and politics, and you always call me fresh air the politician for whatever the reason. But it's like I just don't like how. You know, because, like, you know, Jordan Lucas got cake. And don't quote me on none of this, because I could be wrong. And you know we say what the fuck we want to on Legal Dope Radio. You know what I'm saying? Because it was a Lucas film, right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that movie probably cost him $17 to make. I said it looks cheap. You know what I'm saying? But he got a bunch of, you know.
It actually cost him $58 million.
Okay. My man.
$58 million.
Like, you know, that's fairly cheap. Compared to
comparatively speaking,
exactly, as far as Lucasfilms go. You did
what I meant. This, though, if you, and hold that thought, you're good at that.
Trash.
The number one movie, the number one movie right now is Chronicle. And I think that's the movie, the superhero movie, where the kids got the superhuman powers, two of them.
I want to check that out.
I want to see
that. Was moving cars and shit, you know, so I want to check that out.
It cost him $12 million to make that. And after 1 week, it grows $22 million. You feel me?
You see, and that, you know, proves my theory wrong off the gate. Because I was thinking that George Lucas, and I guess, like you said, you put the words in my mouth. You know what I mean? I was thinking that it was gonna be a thing like to where it was a quick flip, basically. I figured he'd spend $12 million on the movie,
right,
and re-roll with the whole, you know what I mean, $25 million, end up somewhere around $60 million. And it was a cash in because
right.
I'm not gonna call these actors these young black African American actors. I ain't gonna call them B list actors. I'm gonna call them. I'm gonna say he got them on a bargain. I'm sure of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People like Neo who did a great job. You know what I'm saying? And Michael from The Wire. I can't call his name, so I'm gonna call him forever for the rest of his career. You know Michael from The Wire. You know and Bubs and Method Man and people like that. You feel me? Like I figured that he got them on a bargain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I would almost have to assume, pardon me, I would almost have to assume because I heard tell that whether it was Terrence Howard or Cuba Gooding, one of them just wanted to be down with the movie so much because of the power of the movie that they might have signed on for, you know, two donuts and some Oreos, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was for the Lolo, you feel what I'm saying?
Like Cadillac Records.
Yeah.
Like a lot of motherfuckers don't know Eddie Murphy did that for free.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to be a part of the movie.
Exactly.
And so I assume that
he was still very relevant.
I could be called wrong because he got an Oscar nod or something.
Exactly.
You know, he might have won, but he got an Oscar nod or something. But like I say, to get to my point though, I just would assume the fan would take that route. You know what I mean? And double his money and make it a quick flip. You know what I'm saying? And when it all comes down to it, like I was saying before I go on and on, I just feel like they left out a bunch of more important facts.
Right.
Because I had people tell me, like, I even had somebody ask me who were the Tuskegee Airmen.
But that's real, though.
On some serious shit,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
I laugh, but it's real.
And because, like, they could have touched on a whole lot, but like, that movie could have opened up eyes.
Right.
As opposed to just making a little cake and doing a movie about.
He had to go through a lot of shit to shoot that movie, though. Nobody wanted that movie to come out.
But tell me this.
Let me get some of that show juice.
How does it, since you've seen the movie here, how does it stand up? To the first Tuskegee ever.
Cool. Never knew it was one.
It was one.
There was
yeah,
one.
I never knew that.
Who was in that?
At Tuskegee Air Force One.
Hey, man, we got to call it. Let's see what it is. Hey, 418 on the line. Hey, your number start with 418. Are you there? That's you. Come shuffle. Oh, okay. All right, so they ain't on the line no more. Let's see here.
That's 297, though. I mean, this is the perfect person for us to talk about this, too. Because outside of her just wanting to test bases with us, I'm sure she got input on that.
970, you're on the line.
What's up, Legal Dope Bay Radio? This is Jacqueline Harris. How you guys doing?
Jackie Harris, how it go?
It's going all right. I'm at the first annual inaugural Big Ed's Bar and Grill down in Waukegan open mic. We're having an intermission right now, so this is going to be a weekly event. So I will be spitting every week. I have a new home to spit now, so I feel good.
Hey, man, shout out to Eddie. Is he there?
Big Ed?
Yeah.
I think he is. He's probably in the kitchen, though.
Excuse me, if he's there, you find him and you tell him we need him to call the Negro Dope Radio Show.
Right. Okay.
Just say Quarter Key said give them a call at Negro Dope Radio. They're live right now. Believe me. That's my main
thing. I will do that. Let me go back here and see if he's available.
All right, Jackie, how are you though? Everything cool with you?
Everything is cool, and I got so much on my mind because I'm doing so many things, but everything's good. The book sold well last year. I'm working on a CD, and of course, me and Cornell Ford, this is on the down low, might do a movie to go along with the CD, so just a short film.
Stop the Cornell Ford. Hey, man, somebody call Corn, tell him to call in, because that was fucking you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I was going to say we'll talk about that in a minute. Hey, Jackie, it's Fresh Air. How you doing as we are?
All right, Fresh Air. How you doing, homie?
I'm fair four square. Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Have you seen Red Tails?
I have not seen Red Tails yet, but I know it's about the Tuskegee Airmen and what they went through. And it's a more theatrical action movie kind of origin of their story. But I did see the original HBO production of the Tuskegee Airmen. And that goes more in depth into their history from boot camp all the way to the front line of the war. And they really went through, I mean, Red Tails doesn't even touch how much racism they went through. Not to mention the fact that when they came back home, they couldn't stand and be proud of all their accomplishments because they were just black men. They could never say, I did this for this country. Give me my rights now. Give me my dignity. Without coming across as being uppity or coming across getting lynched or something. They were just black.
Right, and you hit it on the head. That's kind of what I was getting at, you know what I mean? Like, the movie was, it was kind of just a movie. It was a good movie, but I was saying the same thing. Like, they didn't even touch on, like, the racism they had to endure and, like, just all the bullshit, because Tuskegee Airmen was so much more than that movie gave us. And that's the point I was making before we took your call, too.
Yes, but if you ever see the HBO original one, the original HBO movie about the Tuskegee Airmen is just titled just simply The Tuskegee Airmen. Look it up on just look it up because it's out there. And it'll really open your eyes how deep the racism went against these men and how they had to prove themselves over and over again.
Yeah, man, that's terrible, man. Well, Jackie, we was actually going over it today, and I was talking to the fellas, and I was like, you know, we're going to talk movies, then we're going to talk politics, because I kind of knew where it was going to fall. And, you know, I'm glad that you actually came on and gave people a little enlightenment as far as the actual movie that's on HBO. That's a better picture of, you know, what Red Tails tried to paint. So, Jackie, we're gonna keep on moving. Thank you for calling in. I need you to holler at me again or something. I said, call my phone right now.
All right, I'm gonna get him on here for you in a few minutes. Hold on.
Even if you have to give him your line and let him do, because I'm, you know, like I say, he's in the kitchen doing him. Even if you have to give him your phone for 2 or 3 minutes, we just want to holler at him.
I will let you know. I will let him know if he's here to call y'all up and holler at you. No problem.
All right, shout out to Jackie, man. Y'all know what it is. It's Legal Dope Radio. She always got, but she always on point, though.
Definitely.
Once again, it's number one hip-hop station for underground hip-hop in Lake County. motherfucking In the World, Legal Dope Radio. You know what it is. It's your boy, Fresh Air, the People's Player. Shout out to the boy, Kid.
Along with Corner of the Great.
Rap like this. Shout out to the boy, man. Hey, I got to hit it and quit it. Would anyone like to do it? Could anyone like to hear Quince out there?
We're going to take
that. 573. What's that?
That's down there. That's down there in Missouri. So Missouri getting addicted. You're fucking with us the long way, you know. Hey, remember, we had big area calls, you know what I mean, last time around.
Man, have you ever had a caller from Hawaii?
Man, Joe.
Have you had a caller from Hawaii?
We used to get it in. Hey, shout out to the Tea Party.
Shout out to the Tea Party. Hey, I really be listening to them old shows. Like, it's like watching some old Martin.
Hey, I was going to say, that's the perfect time for you to tell people how they can go find the old shows, man, because they were hilarious.
Actually, yeah. All you got to do is, for this, you got to go to Blog Talk Radio. Just go to blogtalkradio.com /the-legal-dope-hour. Or you can go to legaldoperadio.com and click on the actual shit, and it'll take you to the site. Or you can go to whoisquarterkey.com and find the Legal Dope Radio link on, like, the third page and click on that, and it'll take you right to the site. Or,
spell bag. We're Googleable.
We're Googleable.
We're Googleable, said Google Legal Dope Radio.
Google Legal Dope Radio or Google Quarter the Great or Google Fresh Air the People's Player.
It'll be the first thing to pop up.
Oh, shit. Rats. Hey, did 997 ever talk? Oh, that's
something different. Let's do that.
Let's find 997.
997, you finna get on Legal Dope Radio.
Nah, what it do?
Man, what it do, 997, who this?
It's B-Raj.
Man, what's up, brother Tim?
What it do, you know? I had to call in and get addicted real quick, you know how we get it.
Ain't no such thing as getting addicted real quick, man. Once you take that crack,
hey, how y'all saying? We make crack like this. How y'all going to
do? Man, we working it out, man. You know, it feels good to be back, you know what I mean? Because we took that long, little hiatus.
I was just going to say that. It's been a long hiatus. It's, you know, the game been missing y'all. So I'm happy y'all back in action.
Hey, you know what makes that dope, fam, is that we back by popular demand because, you know, I would get stopped in the street or people would call my phone, you know what I mean, and people would wonder, you know, WTF, you feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So the shit feels good.
We had a basketball game up and we was in Glenbrook North in the house of Shire built, you know. So as soon as I got in the car, you know what I'm saying? I had to make this phone call.
That's what I'm about. So you're on the road right now, then, huh?
I'm on my way back to the town. So, you know, I had to show some love, Joe. That's first and foremost. First day back, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, so let me ask you this then, Bradley, because since you just said that, what do you consider the town? Because the ongoing argument in my barbershop is that the town is here or the town is there. What is it like? When you just said what you just said, what did you mean?
To me, it's two kind of towns, and that's the truth. And if I'm out of Lake County, then the town is our area, whether it be Zion, Nogo, Waukegan. That's the town in that area. But as far as in our area already, if you say the town, then to me that's Walk Town. Then Zion is Zion, the zone or whatever you want to call it. No go is always no go. You know what I'm saying? And then Walk Town was Walk Town, and that's what it was. So when you told me you was going to the town, I would assume you were talking about Walk Town. But you know when you outside of that area, then the town is the hood, you know what I'm saying? Wherever you at.
Right, right. That's the wrong answer, but you know, it's all good.
I mean that's all fine and dandy, you know, so
The town could be your town. That's how I look at it. Wherever your town is at, that's the town. And we'll rock it like that.
Hey, shout out to my relative, B. Rhymes, man. Hey, do me a solid real quick, though, B. Rhymes. Right now, we're going to slide into the Tate of the Quitted joint. You know what I mean? And if you know, I know you're a fan of Legal Dope since the inception of the whole thing, you know. Right now, we're going to go to this joint. You know how this works is, I'm not talking to you in general, I'm talking to everybody. But how this works is, you know, we play a song, and then, you know, I want everybody to light the lines up, and that means press one. I want everybody to light the lines up and tell us whether that song is a hit or a quit. You know what I mean? That means whether you want us to play it every week in rotation or get rid of it. You never play it again. You feel me?
So it's a hit or quit. You know what I'm saying? Like a ball pitch.
Yes, sir. I'm going to put you on hold right now. Stay on the line. I'm going to play this joint. You know what I mean? And I want you to bend back on and tell us how you feel, fam. All right? My nigga.
Let's do it. It's the Javelin. Pitchforks and hand grenades.
The Javelin.
Shout out to the boy, Boom Max.
Shout out to the town.
Shout out to the town. Get a dick.
To get at these niggas, I done cocked my hammers, ready for squeezing these triggers. Even though I know that war means ain't no money gonna be made. I beat and broke all laws to get at these niggas, I done cocked my hammers, ready for squeezing these triggers. Even though I know that war means ain't no money gonna be made. But they shouldn't have kicked it off now with pitchforks and hand grenades. Niggas' heads, man, I need some niggas gone. Not to make me feel better, but to make
forks and hand grenades.
Yeah, yeah, it's your boy Quarter Keep back in the field, man. That was the boy that's dabbling. We gonna hit a quit that today.
You heard the drugs.
I liked it.
I want y'all to light the lines up right now. You know what I mean? I mean, I hope all y'all in Vegas, all the New York listeners, everybody down there in Florida, Mississippi, Missouri right now, to light the lines up. You know what I mean? And you ain't got to have much to say. It's simple as
hit it
or quit it. If you don't want to talk, then that's cool. You know what I mean? But just get your call in. You know what I mean? For the whole support that you dig. You feel me? Call in. Shoot your vote out there. Let us know what you think. Head of the quit.
Let's start with B. That was the jab. So we're going to start with B. B, head of the quit.
I like it. I like it. So we can go ahead and hit that. Real talk. He was ripping them Hoyas on there. So we can hit that. We good with that.
That's what it is.
Right now, big appreciation.
God.
Stay addicted.
418, you on time? 418, all right, we're 418. That was your second chance. You third strike, you out, man. We'll try you again later on.
865, you on the line?
Yeah, what it do?
What it do? Who is it?
Well, what it do, Chucks?
Man, is that my main man, Moose?
You know who it is, baby.
What's
up with it, Moose?
What up, baby?
Man, you know me, man. Selling legal dope, I'll do my thing, man.
May make it rap like that.
Yes, sir. You can hit that shit with a fat bitch, Jew.
You know it.
That's
what's
up, man. They're looking out, fam.
For sure, bitch.
Hey, man, we're going to be back at Moose. When it's section over, man, stay on the line. I want to holler at you, man. Check up with you, man. You know, it's been a while. You new to this whole legal dope thing. I want to rap with you.
For sure.
On Chief.
I mean,
shout out to the boy Moose.
Shout out to Moose, you know what I'm saying? 4716 on.
Let me see that.
Right there. I probably move. Yeah, right there. 716, you on the air. 716. All right, what up? 716 ain't it? You know, people acting funny tonight. Hey, but the votes online.
I mean, the votes online from my vote.
It's one quit. It's eight people on the line. It's eight people that shot a vote in over the wire, you know what I mean? It's one quit, eight hits.
Eight hits.
You know what I mean? And then we just took three calls. They was hits. I like it. You like it. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you ask me,
if you ask me, and we're asking you,
I think it's a hit. You know what I mean? I mean, we definitely can say it's not over. If you want to, you still want to call in and vote, you definitely can do that. But if you ask me, it's a hit. You know what I mean? So, first off, shout out to the boy, the Javelin. It's definitely a hit, ladies and gentlemen. Big shout out to the Javelin, you know what I mean? And y'all that don't know, Javelin, if you're a little, you know, if you're not in tune with the whole, you know, hip hop scene in the town, B and Black Lord town, you know, that's Boom Man. You know what I mean? So Boom Man is definitely doing his thing, rapping real hard. You know what I mean? He go by the Javelin in the hood. You know what I mean? And pitchforks and hand grenades, man, it's a hit, bro. You feel me?
Right,
it's a hit. One more round of applause for the homeboy Boom Man, the Javelin. But that's a banger.
Shout out to the job. Hey, so
you was all on the signing when we said all records off. So you can pass. We shout out to SPN and Shades, man.
Hey, he got on the coolest shades right now, right? And then he has his jacket flipped up like the Fonz, right? Right? He has his jacket flipped up like the Fonz, right? And he has like this Pierre Alicone, Senor
Hold on. He got one of them one sexy V-neck song though, not from Burkett. You know what I'm saying? You got the one that drank down to the middle of your chest. You feel me? That show a little chest there. So, shout out to SP because he definitely gets it in, man. Shout out to my man. So, what happened to Newground? Shout out to City. What it do, man?
Hey, man, I'm trying to get Q on the line. That was a rough one tonight. So, you know, I'm still going to try to get him on the line, man.
That was a rough fucking loss.
The big white boy just came out of nowhere, man, just freaking the fuck out. He had like 30 points. His career high was 15. You know what I'm saying?
Jumped out of his body, you know what I mean?
He jumped out of his body. His career high was 15.
But I do know that Q, speaking of Q, Neil, he gets addicted. So, Q, if you're online listening, or if you call him from a foreign number, getting addicted because you be sneaking your drugs, you know what I mean, because you know, under NCAA laws, you know, you can't have to watch what you do, you know what I mean? Hit one. You know what I mean? We'll jump this interview off. If not, you know what I mean? I understand because, like I said, that was a tough in-conference Big 12 loss. And it was more significant because, you know, they lost to them already once.
And
they're the toast of, you know, not just their conference, the country. Right, number six in the country?
Yeah, I know, but I'm
That's
just saying.
Big. Yeah.
I'm saying, though, and then they turn around and they play Missouri.
The team that beat them last time around.
Back to back. The same way.
So they got to bring that A game, you know what I mean?
They have to.
Big shout out to the fans of Bears, man. Damn.
Those are my boys, man. Hey, so I went and did some keg shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep that shit.
I got the top 10, but Billboard, hip hop, Drake, Take Care. Number one.
Ain't that something like 1.5?
Yeah, something like that after 11 weeks.
Go ahead.
Motherfucking Jeezy, Dub Motivation 103. He had number two after 6 weeks.
Almost. Shout out to Ray B. Almost like almost gold. Something like 490 or something like that.
LMFAO. Are they hip hop?
I don't know.
They're on the hip hop charts.
They're being considered
hip hop. They're on the hip hop charts.
That's not fair to my culture, man. That's another thing.
They're on the hip hop charts. So they're at number three. After 32 weeks, they're at number three.
That's huge, though. Damn.
And then you got Jay, Baby Boy, Yay.
Right.
They had something like 1.5 or some craziness too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that watch was going well.
I got you for
it. They just go ahead and pick it up. You can't put two better collaborations just for mainstream.
Right.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's after 25 years.
Right. Number five. Who got a number five? Carter, right?
Wayne.
Yeah.
Carter?
Yeah. Wayne. And he's going strong at almost 2 million, like 1.8 or something crazy like that. Don't quote my numbers, but give or take a couple hundred thousand or whatever. I think it's like 1.8, though, almost 2 million.
Right.
The boy going strong. Yeah, hell yeah.
Man, shout out to the boy J. Cole at number six.
Number six is great.
Oh, after 18 weeks.
He got on the start running.
And I don't normally do this, you know, but you ask me, that's riding harder than all of those. Except for maybe, you know what I'm saying, laughing my ass off. You know what I mean? I'm feeling that J. Cole CD, man. You know what I mean? Like, it's a banger, man.
Yeah, the first time I heard that.
You haven't heard it?
No, I'm saying it ain't the first time I heard somebody saying that J. Cole go hard. Like,
man, J. Cole
is a
player.
It's awesome, man. It's awesome. That's I'd like
awesome. To get him on the show. J. Cole is a monster.
I'm going to work on that.
Straight up.
Followed by Wale. That's another one of them things. 13 weeks, number seven. That's another one of them things. The album's not bad.
Well put. It's not bad at all. I like Wale just because he made music for his people. SP didn't get the memo. Yeah. Hey, he made music for you. Like, it's more of a deep. He got more of a. That's why people are so hard on it. You know what I mean? Because it has a DC feel.
And that's why I like it.
Me too.
Because he kept it him.
Me too. That's why
He didn't go to Maybach Music and become Wale Ross.
Doodle-dunks.
You feel me? So he didn't do that. So big shout out to him, number 7 after 13 weeks. Pitbull.
Hey.
That record skyrocketed shit. He's been on the charts for what? 32 weeks?
To stay in the top 10?
But he's been on the chart for 32 weeks. He's peaking at number 8 right now. He's peaked at number 2.
And so when he dropped that one song, though?
That one song?
Oh, my God. It was a rap. You know what I mean? You know, commercials and some other shit. Like performances at.
You know what I'm saying?
Such and such.
What did he perform at? Because he performed that somewhere.
We watched it together. You and I did. Whatever we watched, he performed at something big.
He performed at something somewhere big, and it took off.
I know it won the Super Bowl. That's what I want to say. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Was it X Factor? Did he perform it? He performed it on X Factor. He did. Because him and Neo, him, Chris Brown, and Neo was on that record.
Yeah, they were.
And him and Neo came up, but he performed it on something else.
Yeah,
because
I was
with Jennifer Lopez. And wherever he performed it at with Jennifer Lopez, took the fuck off. Was it the MTV Awards?
Shit like that.
It was the MTV Awards. It was
shit
the
like
MTV
that.
Awards.
Shit like that.
It's kind of fucking rocketed. So, you know, shout out to him at number 8. The Roots at number 9 after 8 weeks. That's not bad.
I love
it. I know it on the Roots.
The first and maybe only all hip-hop band.
Exactly. I got a side note on the Roots. They jumped from 18 to 9 in a week.
That's huge right there.
They jumped from 18 to number 9 on the charts in a week, and they peaked at number 2. And they've been on the charts for 8 weeks.
And it's funny because
I hate that record because I didn't even know it came out.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Freddie Prinze for not keeping us in tune. Hey, and that's hot though because a lot of people don't know. You know, all they know is the guy with the afro. Not his name, the one drummer
right.
Play with Jay-Z every now and then
right.
With the afro.
Right.
Talking about Quest Love.
Quest, right. Everybody.
Yeah, but you know, Jay-Z,
that's
how, you know, people...
Well, a lot of niggas, the first time they ever seen him or remember seeing him was when he did the Unplugged with Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So, you know, shout out to Questlove. Shout out to Black Thought, though. Lead rapper.
Black Thought been cold forever.
Been cold for fucking ever.
Been cold forever. When I was a kid, I used to run with, you know, my man Tal, and shout out to Tal and Lil, you know what I mean? Like, that's all fam listening to hip-hop music. Like, you know, when I say hip-hop, I mean backpack. You know what I mean? And I know hip-hop was a culture, but I used to listen to backpack shit with him and then get in my car, get in the car with, you know, E-Dub or whatever have you, you know what I mean? And I would always play my shit, you know what I mean, in the car with the other homies and then get in the car with him and had no control over the radio and he would listen to the Roots. You feel what I'm saying? So that's how that went. So I knew fam was called forever, straight up. 417, we're coming to you in a minute, baby. Hold fast.
And coming in at 17, I'll wrap it up. Coming in at number 10 is Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday. At number 10 after 62 weeks, though.
And you know what's funny? I think she might be at almost 200,000, and Wayne might have been, you know, closer to 1.5. They might be inverted, but whatever, have it. That's still huge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm going to get those numbers, because I had those numbers, but they were a week old, and I didn't want to bring numbers that were a week old. So I didn't bring them. So Nicki came in at number 10 after 62 weeks. I had a couple more side notes besides the Roots jumping from 18 to 9. Nicki jumped 2 positions back into the top 10 this week. And all of the albums in the top 10 have peaked at number 1 except for the Roots, Pitbull, and
Laughing My Ass.
How would you say that? Is it Laughing My Ass?
Fucking ass off.
LA. They're LMAF off. I was fucking before I asked if the A is first. Laughing my ass. Fuck off.
Fuck off, jerk.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
All right, let's see 417. Let's see what's going on. 417, you are on the line. 417, you're on the line.
What up, man?
What up, man? Who this?
Look good, man. I was over at 5 for CD for P-Rock, man. What's y'all on, man? Y'all ain't talking about that, man.
I can't hear you.
Hello? ball like, man, what's all the that talking about, man?
Huh?
I'm from the town, man. I ain't never heard y'all, man. I'm over here the same messing with D-Rock. Getting some CDs and shit, man. What's y'all ain't talking about that, man? What's good?
You said you getting some CDs from B-Rock?
Yeah, man. You know the B-Rock number, man.
Oh.
Yo.
What up, son?
What you do, man?
Man, we can't hear you, 417.
Peace. Man, yo, y'all hear me, man? Y'all ain't talking about nothing, man. Nigga, shoot yourself then, man.
Hey, man, who the fuck is this?
Hey, man. Hey, B-Rock gonna tell you, man. Hey, here come B-Rock, man. I'm out, man. I'm about my CDs, man. I'm gone, man.
All right,
man. Hey, y'all gonna see me, man. One love, baby. Yo.
Rocky.
Yo.
Rocky.
Yo, what's good, nigga?
Hey, man, Rocky, who the fuck was that?
What happened, man? I just come from out the house, man. What's good? That's Little Country, man.
That's who?
Little Country folks.
Oh, all right. Little Country folks, I said, what up, man?
You know I'm fucking with a bunch of weirdos right about now.
What it do, man? Talk
what
about
good,
it.
My niggas, I'm glad to hear you boys back home, my niggas. We missed y'all, man.
I mean, you know, we had to sit back for a minute, man. You know.
Hey, we had to fall back some country niggas like that nigga you with right now.
Hey, I don't know what this nigga is talking about, man. I was going for 5 minutes, man. What are y'all, man? Give me the invite right now.
Huh?
What's up, dude, my nigga?
Shit, man. This fucking off, man. We in the building, man. Hey, we was just getting into it with you, man.
Okay, that's what's up, my nigga. Shit, I'm going to get at y'all brothers then, man. You know it ain't nothing but love.
All right, man. So what you call it, Rock? Hey, man, shout out to the boy, Rocky. Hey, whoever the fuck the nigga was, say, hey, man. I can't, y'all niggas ain't talking about that, man.
Hey, and his Memphis accent sucks.
Right. You know what I'm saying, man? You know what I'm talking about, man? See, when you say man, you ain't going to say man like that, man. Unless you're trying to say man like that, man. Like, I call a homeboy at Memphis, and he going to say, man, 15 times, man. He going to be like, man, I'm telling you, man. This man right here, man. See what I'm talking about, man? Hey, all right, man. Shout out to B-Rock, man, and whoever the fuck that was at his career, man. Thank you for supporting the neighborhood, B-Rock, man. Hey, shout out to the boy, Sean. Hey, this is dedicated to the niggas
yeah.
This call.
Okay. Talking. I don't care what a bitch say, cause it's money over anyway, you feel me? I don't care what y'all fag niggas say either way, but it seems like when y'all niggas talk, it's more effective. Cause we can fight or we can gunplay, you feel me? But it ain't shit though, honey, Sean Rue, check this out.
Ha, niggas be talking like they chewing gum. Setting up for face, but they don't really want the one. Trying to impress females and pull out guns. But when I pull out mines, you probably might
run.
Damn. Niggas straight phony. Be jabbing at my bitches like you forgot we was homies.
You forgot.
It ain't shit cause I gon' hand when you baloney. Y'all some little rodents, I'm a tiger, no Tony. Use the fact I got you running like an octopus. Use a saucy nigga, hella fruity like tropical. And I smoke hella fruits on the daily. We can line it up, I'm a P-Dash, you can't save me. Born in the 90s, but I hang with the 80s. Used to be civilized, but a nigga went
crazy.
Fuck with me, chances real slim like shady. Shine this, shine that is all I'm hearing lately. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch.
While my name stay buzzing all in your mouth, though. Niggas steadily be talking, but that's in my name. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. While my name stay buzzing all in your mouth, though. Niggas steadily be talking, but that's in my name. All I hear is chitter chat. Man, just stop that. Instead of speaking on me, homeboy, try and stack the rack. Niggas steadily hating, cause I'm trying to get out the hood. It's understood, cause y'all niggas wish y'all could. If I can get paid for every time my name was spoken, I probably have a mansion in La Jolla, no joking. I'm hella outspoken, that's why bitches hate me. You can speak out too, just don't speak about me. Niggas think they hard, but like a dick, they go soft. Test me, little nigga, on bleeds, I slap your lips off. A lot of niggas telling, letting go of their loyalties. I'd rather be dead than snitch and get royalties. That shit ain't real to me, some niggas do it comfortably. Gotta do it big for the niggas that was doubting me. Always on the come up like a seed when it's sprouting. Peter name is Sean Rule, cause I don't do shit politely. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. While my name stay buzzing all in your mouth, though. Niggas steadily be talking, but that's in my name. All I hear is good news when I'm with my bad bitch. All I hear is bad news when I'm with my good bitch. While my name stay buzzing all in your mouth, though. Niggas steadily be talking, but that's in my name.
Yeah, man. Fuck y'all niggas, man. You got something to say, nigga. Bring it to me, homie. But, anyway, man, yeah, so, good luck to what I'm saying on the hood, man.
That was the boy Lil Sean, man. Hey, we actually broke some of his music last year, man. That I'm from California rapper.
Shout out to my little bro, Sean Rule. Rapping San Diego, California real hard, you know what I'm saying? When I say brother, I'm talking about brother, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a personal favorite of mine, you know what I mean? That video is Googleable.
Googleable.
It's on the web. Sean Rule.
Rule.
Niggas be talking.
Like you ruled in a motherfucker.
You know S-H-A-W-N-R-U-D-E. Niggas be talking. Sean Rule. Yeah, because I'm a P-Dad. Hey, that might be snapping.
Time for the boy Sean Rule.
Straight up. We're going to have him on the show again, too. Get back to some more music from a little homie.
Yeah. Hey, ain't the Grammys in Cali?
They have been for the past couple of years at the Kodak Theater.
Yeah,
I don't know where it's at. I'm assuming they are.
Shout out to LL Cool J. He's actually hosting it.
Right. That's huge.
That's humongous.
Yeah.
So shout out to LL. He's hosting it. I heard this from S to the P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Brown has been added to the lineup to perform at the Grammys.
Man. Hey, you know, I find that crazy, man, because Chris Brown and Rihanna. And you know what's even more crazy, man, I've been hearing a lot, man. You know, I don't know how true it is, and I don't know if it's just a coincidence that they've been in the same place, but they've been seen a couple times together, man, out in public, you know what I'm saying, parties. I mean.
Right. And they had the restraining order lifted, too. Well, it hasn't been lifted, but it's lighter, from what I understand.
Right.
Eased a restraining order? Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. Well, you could look at it. I mean,
you see him coming to you, and you say, whoa.
You know, we all know who the higher power over Rihanna's career is, you know what I mean? But, like, Pam really wasn't fucking with the whole Chris Brown situation at all. Like, she couldn't go nowhere near this cat.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't even if, you know, and that, unfortunately, you know, people can say what they want to, you know, about how the boy, you know, put a thorn into in Chris Brown's career. But if he was nominated for any kind of what they was nominated for, a Legal Dope Award, and we was having a big show with tuxedos and shit, and they both was nominated, he couldn't go.
Right.
Because, you know, Rihanna being a bigger pop star, he, the higher power, was making sure that it wasn't nothing up.
So they eased it from 50 yards away to 10 yards away.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually both performing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just wonder, man, you know what I'm saying? I wonder how close they dress. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they're definitely 10 yards away.
Yeah,
definitely. Hey, but she plugged though, so that nigga might have to get dressed in the trailer outside.
I don't know.
You know, Rihanna's plug.
I think something up, man. I don't think Chris Brown learned his lesson, man. It's just, you know.
I say this
here's what I'm going to tell you why. I think, you know, I ain't going to tell you what I think. I just think that it's a little easier on the boy now, you know what I mean? Like, they're making it easy for the boy that, you know what I'm saying?
And you keep saying they for a reason.
His career took a hit, and I was the first person saying it'd never be the same, and it might not ever be, but the boy's coming back hard.
Oh, yeah, man, he definitely got back.
And, you know, and he has more edge to his career now. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he had to go that route with the movie made, because remember, he was America's Most Sweetheart with the smile and dancing and shit, you know what I mean? But, you know, come on, man, he was in fucking BET Cypher.
Right.
You know what I mean? And his first single off his album was with hip-hop heavyweights like Lil Wayne and Busta Rhymes, talking about Look At Me Now. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, the boy coming back a whole different way. Straight up.
He got to come hard, though, man.
And for him to be performing at the Grammys, you know, it's saying that his career is kind of back on track now.
That's huge. He's going to be performing there, too. So, shout out to Chris Brown and Rihanna. The boy LL Cool J hosted. That's going to be a pretty good thing.
We got a call out of Houston. Call out of Houston, we'll get to you in one
second.
We'll
get to you in a second, call out of Houston. Actually, 54 of them.
Hold on, Barry. Is it possible that I can talk about privacy?
You can talk about whatever the fuck you'd like to talk about.
Now, y'all might not hear me too much. This is But we got a big thing that's going on right now about privacy. The FAA and Congress are trying to make it so that they can put unmanned planes in the air just to watch us.
Drones. Remote control airplanes.
That just fly over us at any given time, see us at night, day, through the house, in the house.
Some of that real enemy of the state shit.
Yeah. We've seen it in movies for years. But they actually want to make this something closer to home. We know satellites can look at us.
But they want to be able to look at us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Speaking of Look At Me Now.
Speaking of Look At Me Now, which was nominated for a couple hip-hop Grammys, by the way.
So imagine what they do in real life.
Exactly.
No. Better question. Imagine how long it's been going on.
Imagine how long it's going to take them to make it happen. It's already happening, though. It's funny because I be talking, and we talk about politics. We're streaming live for another 7 minutes, but we record the show an extra few minutes. So if you're actually listening online, you might want to call in because this could get deep. But it's always been a setup. Everything's a fucking setup.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? They, and I say they, meaning the higher power, they choose the shit we sing. They choose the things we eat, how we live. So think about this, and I talked to my girl about it a lot, and it's a weird kind of situation, but just think about what we as the people, us,
mm-hmm.
have seen on movies and on TV all of our lives, so we have been painted a picture of what certain shit is supposed to look like. You know what I'm saying? Answer me this. Why is it so possible for us to see the sun and the moon, but it's so far away? How do our eyes adjust to be able to see that? I'm not going to go into all of that. Do you understand where I'm coming from, though?
I see.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
if we need a space shuttle to get there, why the fuck can we see it? How do we even know that's the moon? How do we even know that's the sun? What's up with the weather? They're going to fly planes. Can they dictate? I don't even want to go into all that. Because I'm telling you, the shit gets deep. But they want to put planes out there, drone and shit.
Just remote control from the ground, one man.
Anywhere. That's crazy, man. Everything is crazy. The world's crazy right now. We got about 5 more minutes to go, man. What about the Romney motherfucker? Can we talk about him? Let's talk Romney. Let's talk fucking politics, man. Let's talk about Barack Obama. right now, right? Let's talk about the election that's coming up, man. Go out and vote. We're going to fucking make sure y'all vote this year. Legal Dope Radio is going to do something to raise awareness in our community, man, for y'all motherfuckers to go vote. We got to open up a registration something, or we got to open up a booth where you can vote at. We got to figure out how to do that, because that has to happen. This is a very, very important election. And, you know, the powers that be say this is the year that whatever is supposed to go down is going to go down. It's election year.
That's the same thing almost every year, but it is.
I'm just saying,
you know, serious.
But no, I'm just saying, you know, it was written by, you know, whatever, you know, prophets or whatever you want to call them, philosophers or whatever, what have you, that the world is, we can talk about this, right, that the world is supposed to end.
The Mayans. But, you know, I heard the
world
is on that, though.
But this is what I'm saying, though. It's election year. What did you hear?
You know, I heard it actually has something to do with, like, the astrology signs or something like that. Like, it's the year of, I think, Aquarius or something like that.
Yeah, see, we're going into the year, I think, of Aquarius.
Okay.
Because we're actually in the last year of the Pisces.
Okay.
And I'm a Pisces,
okay.
So I know that. So this is a big year for Pisces. If you Pisces, step your shit up, because it's moving out of our moon this year. So this is really the last year for us.
That's a high year coming, you mean?
And I'm a Pisces with Aries. No, that's Aries. It's the year of Aquarius.
Yeah. After
shout out to Tully. Shout out to Pope Tully. This nigga make beats and he's called. So, yeah. But it's this election year, man. And, you know, who's to say it's not even just like it's not a, it's a button somebody can push. Man, the game is fucked up, man. Federal Reserve, motherfucking, you know, money. My computer shut down, and I'm like, damn, they got me. Screen came back up.
Oh, man. Watch, man.
I'm just saying, though, man. It's just it's crazy. This shit is the way it is, man. I think we've talked to all these people. Have we talked to this person?
You know what? That's B right there. I don't know if B has something else to say because he came back on like, whoa, nigga, I heard, you know what I'm saying? All
right, so let's see what's up.
Hey,
what up, man? You got something new?
Hello?
Yo.
What up? No, I was just going to jump in on the political joint. You know, Carter said some shit right there, but then he might have said something that went over some people's head, though. You feel me?
Freeze.
I mean, I think this is how I look at things. I feel like, you know, if these white people can put shit in movies and portray that shit to us and make us think that shit is cool, that shit is probably 10 years old to them. They've been doing that crazy stuff. And
hey,
we
what they say.
Blind. They put the blinders on us and make us believe that things is one way, and in their world it's a whole total different way. But, you know, when mothers ain't conscious to that, then, you know, with Carter saying it, it's going in one ear and out the other. They lost on that one. But,
yeah,
you know, but it's good to hear y'all telling it, because maybe it might open some ears, to, or, you know what I'm saying, open some eyes to some people and let them know,
see,
like, you know.
It's about enlightening, man. Like, you have to enlighten yourself.
Yeah,
you have
shit is a massive, it's a magic trick.
Yep, man.
You know
have
saying?
To enlighten yourself. Hey, B, I got to say this. Hold on, B. I got to say this. Hold on 1 second. To the listeners that's listening online right now, it's Legal Dope Radio. It's your boy, Carter the Great, Mr. May, rap like this. Fresh out of people's player. My man, K.
Yeah.
Shout out to the boy, S to the P in the building.
Yeah.
Hey, and so for the online listeners, we are not streaming live no more, but we are still recording the show. We're going to take another caller.
You might want to call 858-947-6620, because you're going to get kicked off the show if you're online listening. The party, this is called the after party.
Right. But this is the political after party.
And see y'all now. 430 number coming to you right now for this whole fast.
What I want to say real quick is, welcome back to the Legal Dope Radio Show, because we're back in the building. Same time, same channel, next Wednesday.
What it is, 9 o'clock p.m.
Eastern.
All right, now we're recording live. Let's see what we got. 430, you're on the line.
What up?
What up, what up? Who is?
Measy Teasy for the last of season, baby.
Man, little man, the barber repping dang real hard. What's up, fam?
What up with you, boy? Just fucking around. Just got in the crib. Just fucking with Moose. Heard y'all on the show. Heard the country boy on the show, too, talking crazy.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what their problem was, man, you know. They was fresh fed and they stayed on too long. I don't know what the problem was.
He was talking too country. He was talking too country. Y'all can understand. I see
That was a faker right there, brother. You know, that fool wasn't even country. That fool was from Broadway.
Oh, Broadway, not Broadway. Church.
What's good with it, though, fam?
Shit, that nigga just got to drinking a bottle of Ray Jizzle.
Man, big shout out to my main man, Ray T, man. Getting well real slow, but he getting well, you know what I mean?
Why not?
Straight up. Hey, man. Who you say you're on the with, J.O. Fools?
Say it again now.
Who you say you over there with?
No, I was just over there fucking around with Moose, man. Moose just sitting around, just had a little bottle or two, shit. Came back to the crib, charged my phone. I might step back out for a sec, shit. You already know what I do every night, every day. You be with me, nigga. We get it in.
Church.
Looking at
Ray
7? Oh, yeah, Ray G. I'm still sipping on Ray G right now.
That's what up, man. You know what it is, fam. I appreciate you getting addicted, brother. I'm going to catch you next week on the Legal Talk Radio Show. But that really means tomorrow, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Church, I'm going to say, that was Measy talk.
Yeah, if you don't speak little, man, you won't know what's going on. Hey, man, good luck down on the phone call, my dude. We'll rap with you.
Why not, nigga? I'll holler at you tomorrow. Everybody be easy, man.
Why not, nigga? Shout out to the boy,
Little Barber.
Hey, if y'all don't know, when you're sipping Ray G, you sipping
Hennessy, straight up and down, like my main man Ray G would do it.
Straight up and down. No chase. Hennessy straight, no chase. Shout out to the boy Ray G, man. Okay. Back to this. So we touched on, we ain't even touched on Romney no homo. Give me some insight on Romney. What do you know about Romney? He used to be a radio host, right? A very racist one. Am I correct? Correct. He was a very racist radio host, and he's one of the front runners in the Republican Party.
The front runner.
He's the front runner. I'm sorry, Fred.
The front runner.
He's the front runner in the Republican Party to run for president.
I think he got Donald Trump's backing.
Yeah.
You know, you know what I mean? And he got, he's former rich dude, still rich, obviously, you know what I mean? So. Like I said on this, probably this time last year, he's one of those people that's going to be for the rich. And that's why Corder was trying to tell everybody that it's majorly important for y'all to get out there and vote. And it's not about black or white. I say this all the time. It's not about that. And you might like fan views. You might be a Romney backer. You know what I mean? But the main thing is to understand who's going to have your best interest at hand. You know what I mean? Because for the people that dislike your current president, you know what I mean, he had to destroy what was built before him to rebuild his own castle. You know what I mean? And in saying that, like, you got to understand, bro, that he had minimal time to fix what was going on. So, like, what you got to do is get out there and vote. If you don't like I said, somebody who has a racist radio show background or who's going to be strictly and solely and mainly for the rich or the conservative or however the fortunate, the wealthy, however you want to word that shit, you might want to get out and vote because the shit could get ugly on you and your people.
Shit, they quoted him, I want to say on News Weekly, they quoted him saying, "I'm not concerned about the very poor." You know what I mean? And of course, And of course, he was endorsed by Trump. And so you know, he had a tough week. Let's see.
And by the way, I just want to say, fuck Donald Trump.
Fuck Donald Trump's comb over. I'm with that. Fuck Donald Trump's comb over, man. So I guess basically where I was going with the whole Romney thing is, I guess the verdict from last night races in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri.
Yeah, Minnesota was the last one. He slammed out. I think they're on their way to Nevada now.
Yeah, he gets rejected. And Sanatorium sweeps all three contests.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Rick Santorum is originally from Underline.
Yeah, so he swept those states. I mean, he swept those states. But they're looking for the Romney party is looking to bounce back in Arizona and Michigan. But it was a rough night for that fool. Rough couple nights.
Sounds like a real ass.
Yeah, he said something like, my father was a carpenter. The economy is improving when the Cultural War comes roaring back, and it's all tripped out. Team Obama had a rough week too. We fair. We talking politics, so we fair. Team Obama had a rough week as well. They say Obama's in the hot seat. I think it was a debate over contraceptives. I could be wrong. Of course, reversal on the super PACs. Y'all up on that?
I ain't here. That's hot news. You got that's Gordon the key right there, Jack. That's breaking news.
So, yeah, let's see. Countdown to Super Tuesday is 27 days. Countdown to Election Day, 276.
Super Tuesday.
So let's count it down.
That shit right around the corner.
Right around the corner, 27 days.
It's almost time.
I wanted to get on Team Abortion, but we can get on that later on. Get on that next week.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the live show. No.
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
MTV announced the nominees for the 2011 Hottest MC. It's every fucking body that rap. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody that's hot, right?
Everybody that's hot. Where is that? I had the name somewhere around here.
No Drake on there. Big Sean,
50. Two Chainz.
Shout out to my man.
Yes, right there.
Two Chainz inked his deal. He's a Def Jam. Def Jam is his home now. You know what I mean? He said it ain't no beef with Luda. He's still fucking with Luda. They record music and shit still. A lot of people didn't know this either. Two Chainz, you know, probably one of the hottest rappers in the game, probably behind Rosé. You know what I mean? Is formerly of the Dumpsbag Boys. You know, was the group.
Who's the
name? I want to say South Circle, but that Player Circle.
Player Circle.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he was one half of Player Circle with your man, Dollar Boy. You know what I mean? So, Kit is doing huge things right now. You know what I mean? Like, say, Def Jam is his new home. I think it's TRU. I think that's his label. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Real University, not TRU. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But shout out to my man, Two Chainz. You know what I mean?
True Religion.
Making moves
religion.
Right now.
Hey, that's huge, too. You know, he turned down the deal. He turned down the Young Money deal early in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, early in the Young Money game, he turned the deal down.
And I quote, you know what I'm saying, Wayne is my man. He wanted the hardest working man in hip-hop, but he wanted to explore his options. You know what I mean? And that was real.
So, shit, you got Lloyd Banksy on that list. Mano's on the list. How y'all feel about Mano?
Mano did a bunch of writing for, you know, I don't even want to say this because it crushed my feelings, you know what I'm saying? But Mano did a bunch of ghost writing. You know
okay.
what I mean? To come to find out that, you know, this person didn't write their own lyrics, you feel what I'm saying? So, and you know, and we all know how that can go. It might not mean all of their lyrics. It might have been a song here or there, one of their big hits or whatever. But Mano did write for a lot of heavy hitters, you know what I mean? But, like, more than anything, Mano was a big bully. You know, did that time in the joint and came home, you know what I mean? And he had his new, you dig. Well, Mano's all right. I think Mano's what he is.
I like Mano because he's the exact opposite. He makes music the exact opposite of how you would think he would make music.
Right, you want him to get on there and talk about that one shit.
That prison and that thug and shit and killing niggas and
hey,
just cut on my face.
Hey, now you're making music for the, you know, I'm happy to be home. Like
right.
Shit,
exactly.
You know
what
I mean?
That's why the High Haters thing, I really like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a nice record. So, shout out to the boy Mano. Shout out to the boy Mano. Red Cafe is on the list. Ross, of course.
Red Cafe is hot.
Wale, of course. I'm remixing away a Red Cafe record.
Which one?
The one with him, 2 Chainz, Diddy. I want to say Wiz Khalifa.
That's hot. That's my man. I fool with Red Cafe.
Yeah, I'm redoing the Red Cafe record right now. It is hot. Common is on the list, and Drake is on the list. Of course, I said them at the same time for a reason. Y'all came at that nigga's head.
Yeah.
Right, I know, right.
Man, that nigga came at that nigga head, man.
You know, and you can't discount Fanverse, you know what I mean? Fanverse is hot, but, you know what I mean? It's like,
hey,
you better know what you're up against.
He kind of, yeah, this nigga came, this nigga, he wore it with Ice Cube, man. Like, Cube was like, he killed NWA's career, like, for real. You know what I'm saying?
He was one of the first people to kill somebody.
He was one of the first people.
Seriously.
One of the first people to kill somebody career.
Not commercially.
Exactly. So.
Me, Arnold, but.
You've been
a dick.
You right?
Oh, my God. I checked that recorder the other day. Like, boy, that's a bar.
Hey, man. So, what's on the list, man? Jay, of course. Kanye, of course. So, this is what we're going to do. Legal Dope Radio. I'm going to take all of these names, and we're going to do a top 10 list as well. Top 10 MCs in the game. With this list that we have here, not including myself.
I'm going to ask you a question. Is our list going to consist of, like, is it going to be, quote, unquote, commercial like theirs? Is it going to be
hot?
It's going to be, no, it's going to be lyrics.
Top 10 hottest, just like they should.
So hottest.
Right now.
Okay.
Because we do the top 10 dopest.
No, five of them won't be on there.
How many of them?
Oh, shit.
If we were doing top 10 dopest MCs, I guess we could do the top 10 dopest MCs this year, you know, to meaning 2011, like kind of like go through their mixtape tapes or their albums or whatever, their singles, and whoever actually was dope, like, you know, niggas in Paris, so I'm also a lot of motherfuckers want to find me. The first niggas got to find me.
F-I-N-E.
What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me?
F-I-N-E.
Ball so hard, this shit cray.
This shit cray.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know that don't shit faze me. Now, this is real. The Nets can go 0 for 82, and I look at you like this shit gravy.
Yeah, because they going to be 1-81.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying, though. Like, if we could listen to these singles, and they actual records, and that wouldn't be a bad idea. Take their records, their singles, whatever song is hot, out of all of these people, and break down how dope the actual artist was on that particular single. Like, Wale, he's on this list. The song with Jeremiah, I like that song. You know what I'm saying? That was one of his hits.
Boy, that fool murdered. I'm talking about Body Bag Pandemonium. Man, Wale is dope, man.
So, I'm thinking that wouldn't be a bad idea. Take the dopeness of the MC and go off of that. Or we could do the top 10 hottest. If we do the top 10 hottest, I can tell you that right now in no order, in no particular order.
Yeah, I'm just saying, though. Yeah.
So, that's up to y'all. We're going to discuss that at a later date, and we're going to come. I'm going to find out when MTV's is. And then we're going to do ours the day before. If at all possible, we'll do ours right before theirs.
Yeah, maybe. Don't quote me on that. You know what I mean? That shit might be Sunday.
This Sunday?
I think so.
Okay, so we'll do it after. If it's this Sunday, we'll do it after. If it's next Sunday, we'll do it before.
So basically what he's saying is we're doing ours next week.
Basically.
I got the bottom of the show juice, and this shit is phenomenal.
Yeah. Show juice is it's all gone.
I got
yeah. And you ain't got no soldiers.
No soldiers.
Damn, I feel bad for you. Shout out to the show, too. So, you know, we still rolling strong. It's Legal Dope Radio. It's funny because we've been talking for like the last 20 minutes.
Ain't played a song.
Shout out to Jonesilla. He used to go by the name Mastermind. My boy DJ Dredd, Bad Rafael, they did a lot of production for him. My girl Set actually did a record with him, correct?
Mm-hmm.
My girl Set actually did a record with him. So I'm going to kick to this commercial, and then we're going to kick to that song.
Mastermind, Set, D Black, get a paper.
Are you tired of working out and never seeing any results? Well, then I'm talking to you. Have you spent lots of money on all kinds of workout gadgets? Well, then you need a change. You need results. You need them now. You need
Canacon Jandy's Roadway to Hot Buns.
Movements that are so intense, they're guaranteed to give you fast results, ensuring all our clients' needs. Janica and Jandy make sure they're speaking directly to you.
Do you feel it? Do you feel it?
We even teach you how to get it right, then take it light with our special spelling cooldown session.
As a bonus, check out Janica and Jandy's yoga session. They teach all the right moves and even show you how to do the revolver.
So if you're smart, you'll put a speed on that dial and get your own copy today of Canica and Jandy's Roadway to Hot Bun.
So hurry and call now for our special
Canica
offer.
Canica and Jandy Show.
Vogue.
No, you vote.
You vote.
Wait, are we going to go get our nails done after this?
All right, man. We'll be back in the Legal Dope Hour. It's your boy, Quarter the Great. Fresh as people's players in the building. Kickstanders in the building. The boy SP is in the field.
I got to apologize.
Come on with it.
Maybe not for you, though. All
right.
You can have beef if you like.
Okay.
I got the New Roots album.
You got it?
Shout out to Freddie Free.
Shout out to Freddie Free.
He told me to check my high five. Like, hold on. Come at me. My shit be on shuffle, so I never really get to go to one joint and hear it. You know, so I come across some shit like, damn.
I got that.
Right. Shout out to Freddie Free, man.
Hey, and actually the next record I'm playing is a Freddie Free pick. It's by Jonesilla, formerly Mastermind, and the record is called Chandelier. He actually posted something. You can actually join the Legal Dope Radio group. I'm sorry I didn't say that earlier. And seeing that we're stretching it out like this, I'm thinking about doing the show long. People say we shouldn't have. I believe we should. 3 hours. But let's get to Chandelier. It's one of Freddie Free picks. Get it good. I like it.
If there's one thing that I had this year, it was the time of my life that I had. But still, when the high comes down and there's no more cheers, I guess life hangs over your head, chandelier. If there's one thing that I had this year, it was the time of my life that I had. But still, when the high comes down and there's no more cheers, I guess life hangs over your head, chandelier. The lights flicker and I can see a nice picture if I can illustrate how my life picked up. But I ain't Picasso, just saying a apostle, standing in the middle, Alonzo, with the game moving fast all around me, trying to keep up and get a ring for I'm out of these things all around me. Headache, make me want to pack my bag and head for the air base, a red space where I can take a breath, where I can take a left and the ocean is death. Violated by the stress, elated by the rest, smiling with the inner anger of David Koresh. Grinding, I ain't been maintaining my fresh, same clothes with a nice watch that say the rest, no less. I don't have luck, I get blessed, and even when you blessed, that don't mean you up next. If there's one thing that I had this year, it was the time of my life that I had. But still, when that high comes down and there's no more cheers, I guess life hangs over your head, chandelier. If there's one thing that I had this year, deal. It was the time of my life that I had, but still, when that high comes down and there's no more tears, I guess life hangs over your head. When the lights dimming, I try to sleep on nice linen, dreaming of the mini mansion with a nice kitchen. I wake motivated at a soldier's pace, so it's life or death and an older age. You ain't promised 8 million ways to win without college, and 8 million ways to fail without knowledge. And me on the fence, straddling is my problem. Wisdom is a condom. Have fun without it, but you need it for the outcome. Wrong plan being you the wish that you'd have got some. It's like trying to get interest without funds. At the club, trying to gain interest without funds, or the pub to work your whole name. So I don't blame niggas getting it off the coke game, cause where we at is capitalist, so capitalize. And you blessed if you only struggle half of your life. Yeah, there's one thing that I had this year, it was the time of my life that I had, but still, when that high comes down and there's no more cheers, I guess life hangs over your head, chandelier. If there's one thing that I had this year, it was the time of my life that I had, but still, when that high comes down and there's no more tears, I guess life hangs over your head, chandelier.
Remember, you know, when Clemens was grand last year, he told me he had Fam on the track. That's who I thought that we were talking about.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why I said that, because I know he used to rock Fam real hard. You know what I mean? So that was hot, though. I liked that joint. I knew Fam had flow, though.
Yeah, he actually posted something on the Legal Dope Radio page.
Mm-hmm.
A little freestyle he had. And it was crazy.
Yeah, he definitely got lyrics. All I remember him saying was, I keep shit moving like a house party full of centipedes, some shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, that man said, never mind. If you ain't rap, you probably work in a beauty parlor.
Yeah.
Your lines ain't straight like a goofy barber.
Yeah.
And if you live there 227, you'll probably be fine.
That man just snapped. Hey, that's what made me even want any of his music. I'm going to say that for next. I'm going to say
that man just snapped.
Because I actually got that record.
That man just snapped.
Yeah, I'm going to say that record for next week. I actually got another Novocaine record I'm going to play next week. I got some more of that Javelin shit. I'm going to play some of that next week. I got a record from G.O.V. with Block on it. I didn't play that, so I'm going to play that next week in prime time. So those are the couple hot records I got. And, you know, if you're an underground artist and you want to be heard, man, just send me the shit. LegalDopeRadio@gmail.com. It's actually as simple as that. You know what I'm saying? And I'll get you on. We got about 5 more minutes, man, before we bounce. I let y'all hear pretty much everything that I had planned to let y'all hear. I went outside of Freddie Free's playlist a bit, but I played everything he wanted me to play. So I guess with these last 4 or 5 minutes, man, we're going to say goodbye. And I'm going to play a song to take us out by request. By popular demand, of course.
Video available on YouTube.
Video available on YouTube. After this record right here, we're going to cut out, y'all. Anybody got anything they want to say before we go?
Man, thank you to the existing and, you know, Legal Dope fans that have been getting down with us since day one and halfway through the show towards the end. Man, shout out to the new ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out to you dudes for bringing the funk again this week, you know what I mean? First show, Legal Dope Radio, back full of fleck, you know what I mean? Full of fact, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I can't wait till next week. Just like last year and, you know, the years prior, you know what I mean? Every time I left this boy on Wednesday at 11, you know what I mean? I couldn't wait till next Wednesday. So
right.
I definitely can't wait till next Wednesday. Straight up.
Oh, man. It's a blessing just to be here with y'all brothers. Yeah, I'm going to be getting it in, doing my job from far away. So I'm here now.
That's dope. That's to the P.
I'm on top of the mountain right now, you know what I'm saying? From
getting addicted, you know, just listening through the phone, man, to the co-host. I'm here. Yeah. I'm supplying now. You're a supplier. You're part of the tip of the pyramid. What do I have to say? Shit, man, y'all just come back next week. Get more addicted. More shit on the way. More hot music. B-segment. Oh, and boy, do I have one for That Was Then, This Is Now. I was on my way to Walgreens this morning to give me some ibuprofen because, you know, my shit was fucking with me. So I went to Walgreens to pick up my prescription this morning, and I was listening to, when I'm listening to satellite radio, I always listen to the old school stations. So some shit came on this morning, and I was listening to it, and it was...
Don't tell them.
I'm not.
Tell us. Yeah.
I was listening to it, and it was, I'm sitting there listening. I'm like, damn, where is that from? And I'm just sitting there, and I got my head turned to the side. I almost crashed twice because I closed my eyes and turned my head to the side. I'm like, where the fuck? So after the second time I almost crashed, I looked up, and the motherfucker who was in the other lane flicked me off, and I said, bitch, and that's where the fucking song came from. So when I play it tomorrow,
I don't act like
so when y'all hear this shit tomorrow, just remember, I couldn't remember it. I couldn't think of what song it was. I kept looking to the signs to remember, you know how you try to remember something. The second time, I swerved a little bit, drive on the other side, going the other way, hit their horn, I flicked them off and said, bitch. And that's how I remember what song it was. All right? So, you know, it's your boy Quarter the Great signing out. Leave with Dope Radio. We don't leave with gangster. Y'all get addicted.
This is black superhero music right here, baby.
My ladies were bitches, some of my friends turned to killers. I'm a F in this gangster, I don't practice my jeans. I don't lie to these streets, I put my soul on the track. I put a hoe on the track, I put some blow on the track. That's why I'm doped in a bitch, you niggas figure out that. Kanye king of his lane, I think Lupe is better. Like the Carter 3 hard, but I think Trilla was better. Soulja Boy is not Nas, yeah, what the fuck was he thinking? Like I get what you saying, but not quite what you thinking. Like I see is a legend, the godfather of rap. Put the T in the text, put his bitch on the track. Don't respect his opinion, little nigga, you whack. Yeah, I'm broken, I'm sad, but what they say after that? Follow, just hear who I follow.
Gangsta, effortlessly.
Cardi in the right hand right now. I'm about to wake these niggas up. Talking real shit now, baby. Ring the bell, West. I'm about to wake these niggas up. Motherfucker better stand up. And you better say your motherfucking name. What you are witnessing now? North Chicago. What you talking about? It's North Chicago. Rap rap on line, my nigga. It's real talk. I'm the fourth father. I'm the fourth father in the North Chicago. My mama gave me the script. Pull a real out of bitch. Ain't no real in a fake nigga. He'll sell on you quick. Do your dirt while you're lonely. Keep it deep with your homies. Ain't no eye up his team, baby. But there's two in indictment. Keep your dope smelling malty. That is for your excitement. Fans been watching for years, but never seen nothing like it. Legal dope at its highest. Point your fingers in cameras. I continue to smiling. Like my last name, Montana. And I'm born in Miami. In the club at the crib. Still express how I'm feeling. Still express how I live. Feel I stress. I'm the freshest bastard my city done fathered. Contestant, I hit your track with an A for this powder. My chopper ain't bother. So why should I bother the world with my problems? Me and my revolver. Don't make me involve. That there you don't need. My gangster, I do it. Also effortlessly.
Gangster, effortlessly.